After a three-year hiatus, voting concluded last week for the 2024 Prince Rupert Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards, B. The last time the chamber held the event was in 2020, just before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The 60 nominees in 12 categories will be celebrated and the winners announced at a black tie gala April 6 at the Leicester Center. This year's gala is set to be more glamorous than ever, as we introduce a formal dress code for a red carpet event, ensuring an evening of elegance and festivity, said Chamber Executive Director Roman Brocu in an email to Chamber members. The evening begins with a cocktail reception in the lobby at 6:30 with the awards ceremony at 7:30 in the theater. The B Gala is not only a celebration of success but also an unparalleled opportunity for networking and recognition among peers, Brocu said. The 12 categories are Dining Distinction, open to restaurants, pubs, caterers, food trucks and other food or beverage service businesses. Nominees, Sugar Free Shop and Cafe, Arabesque Mediterranean, Fukusaku, Tsukoshi Kitchen, Opus Sushi. Community Involvement, recognizes a business or organization that voluntarily engages in activities that enhance the community's quality of life. Nominees, Northern Savings Credit Union, Good Times Games, Trigon Terminals, Friendship House Association, Prince Rupert Rampage. Indigenous Peoples Entrepreneurship, open to well-respected role models and leaders operating a business with 51% or greater Indigenous ownership who demonstrates initiative and risk to achieve business success. Nominees, Yvonne Campbell, Genetics Fitness, Vern Barker, Empire Tree, Fraser Ignaz, Northern Suns Excavating, Amy Dobson, Pac-10 Tutoring, James Russell, Oats and Reconnection Services, Home-Based Business Excellence, open to licensed businesses operating for at least 2 years from a residence. Nominees, May and Fila's Baked Donuts, The Cookeroo, Sourdough YPR, Chucky's Bike Shop, Hashmark Photography and Film. Individual Customer Service Excellence, recognizes an individual staff member who, through exemplary service, attracts repeat clients and enhances a business's reputation. Nominees, Valerie Timms, Vintage Island Properties and Port City Spirits, Tina Chan, Chances, Sanj Sharma, Eddie's News, Rob Gruber, Good Times Games, Julian Berchtold, Yaga Cafe, Industry and Manufacturing Excellence, open to 2-year-plus businesses in the industry, manufacturing, or transportation sectors. Nominees, Sullivan Mechanical, Trigon Terminals, Lighten Up Electric, Stories Excavation, Harbor Machining. Professional Excellence, open to service providers whose work is governed by the technical or ethical standards of a professional association, doctors, dentists, engineers, accountants, etc. Nominees, Dr. J. Francois Erasmus, Dr. Taylor Sire, Aaron Shaw, pharmacist at Shoppers, Kirsten Swanson, occupational therapist, Bob Hayes, pharmacist at Safeway. Not-for-profit of the year, open to volunteer, community, or charitable organization with an established track record and a positive standing of honesty and integrity within the community. Nominees, Prince Rupert Seniors Center Association, Sumzien Prosperity Society, Trinity House, PAWS United Rescue Society, PURS, Cayenne Trails Society. Rookie Business of the Year, open to businesses under 2 years old that have demonstrated exceptional promise and continued growth. Nominees, Hermit House Antiques, Arabesque Mediterranean Cuisine, Saltwater Bakery, Doggy Hotel and Spa, Ethos Refillery. Retail Excellence, open to local retail businesses. Nominees, Anson's Consignment, Good Times Games, Mission Health, Eddie's News, LeBlanc Boutique. Young Entrepreneur of the Year, open to entrepreneurs under the age of 40 who excel in business. Nominees, Anson Norgard, Anson's Consignment, Obeda and Tamim Zeluni, Arabesque, Blair Myro, Gitmex Makinas Gaa Society, Megan Brook, Sugar Free Shop, Lonnie Lan, On the Spotless, Tourism and Accommodation Excellence, open to businesses and organizations in the tourism and accommodation sectors. Nominees, North Coast Ecology Society, Adventure Tours, Old Time Trolley Company, the Highliner Hotel and Conference Center, Skeena Kayaking. Other news, I'm frustrated too, Minister of Health on Prince Rupert are closures.